Angels will listen to you. If you want to see it one night, tell God before you sleep. Just say, I want to see my angels before you sleep. You will see them in your dreams. If you are lucky, they will even tell you their names. The spiritual world is so real. But the church is losing a revelation. The church is drifting away from the supernatural. The church is staying far from the supernatural. We are not supposed to do that. We are not of the world. We are of the heavenly culture. We speak the heavenly language. Sickness is not our vocabulary. Poverty is not our grammar. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yes. We have our own language. We speak our own stuff. We never say we are broke. We know the Bible says, let the poor say, I am. That's our language. Somebody called me and said, do you know what people are planning against you? I said, what are they planning? He said, they are planning this and this and this and this. I said, that is a primary game. I said, whatever they're planning against me, it's a primary game. I said, they have got their own plans against me. God has his own plans. You didn't hear me. Then a plan against you. But what you must understand, God also has his own plans for your life. And I said to this person, I said, they didn't know that by taking Moses, hiding him in the river was a way to the palace. Tell your neighbor, you may plan against your own neighbor. Tell them now, I don't trust your neighbor. Tell them, you may plan against me. But one thing you must know, God has his own plans over my life. Let us see which plans will materialize. I love the song of Innocent. I know,
he was a few. Ooh, child. I know, he was my future.
Put a hands for Jesus Christ. Sit down. Tell your neighbor, they may have plans against you, but God has plans over you. I said, what a primary game are they playing? Do you know who you are? God is in you. Let them plan. Finish their plans. God will also make his plans. Fear not. Our language is never fear. Our language is faith. Oh, did you hear that? Yes. speak the neighbor next year. Today you must invite heaven here. Tell the neighbor next year, we're going to invite heaven here. Put your hands for Jesus Christ. The man says, I remind you, God, you did it before. I want you to do it again. Now, let's go to Isaiah 62 from verse 6. 1, 2, 3, go read. Wait. Just stop there. Okay. New King James Version. Read it. The biggest problem is this. God has already sent angels. They are on the walls. But the Bible says what? You who mention the name of God, do not keep silent. You must involve them.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
There'll be drama. Those camp, they are rising against you. There'll be drama. Let me tell you, all those demons that are standing together against you, there'll be confusion. Your family will move forward. Your job will move forward. Your business will take over. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, don't stay silent. The problem is you're too silent. You are very good to the devil. You are too good to the devil. The devil even knows, that one is very good to me. The Bible says, I have literally sent angels. They are standing on the borders. You who call upon his name, don't stay silent. And you're silent. Things are happening around you and you're silent. Nothing moves. Nothing seems like it's going right. And you are silent. The enemy is taking you on the corner. And you are silent. You can see the pressure over your life. And you are silent. The Bible says angels are already there. All you have to do, give them instruction. Speak to them. Carito saratia perosha. Speak heavenly language. Rata kapara. Speak to angels. Ria paradia. Karuta suvradia. Speak to angels. Give them instructions. Give them what to do. They are hearing you right. Pa re go barito zita radia. Sit down. You who mention the name of the Lord, do not stay silent. Speak to angels. Speak to angels. Speak to them in other tongues. They are waiting for instructions. The Bible says, I have already sent them. They are standing on the borders. They are standing on the walls. Oh, you Jerusalem. Come on, those who mention the name of the Lord, don't stay quiet. The enemy says, shut up by giving you a problem. To make you weak. To make you think. He says, shut up. You say, raka paratia. Don't keep quiet. The devil is making you pass through what you're passing through. Because he wants you to stay quiet. But I'm here to tell you something.
Oh yes.
We will not keep quiet.
Oh yes.
We will speak to the Lord.
Oh yes.
We will speak to the angels.
Oh yes.
Until our miracles happen.
Oh yes.
If you believe, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alive, what the Bible says. The 6 says, no, 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 no. He says, you who mention the name of the Lord, don't stay quiet. But Isaiah is clever. God says, don't stay
quiet.
Now watch verse 7. And give him. You are slow to read. You are slow to read. Give. Till he establishes. And till he makes. Put your name there. Till he makes. Put your name. Ka. Ooh, I love this. It says what? And give God no rest. What does that mean? It means he may be resting as you are suffering. The problem that Adam did, he gave God rest. You are slow. The Bible says when God created the world in 6 days, on the seventh day, he rested. He never reported back on duty. You are so slow to hear this. We never hear where the Bible says, and God, now he finished resting, he went back on duty. That's the time Adam was now meeting the devil. We hear God coming down. Say, Adam, where are you? He says, ah, God is coming from resting. Adam, where? He said, I'm here, I'm here. Why are you hiding? The time we were resting. The devil took over my life. Give God no rest. The Bible says what? Give him no rest until he establishes. Meaning, you know, he may just be there sitting and watching you doing it, suffering. And says, give him no rest. Interrupt the heavens. Can we interrupt a little bit? Can we interrupt a little bit? In the miracle ground, can we interrupt in a little bit? Miracle tent. Overflow the miracle tent. Hoe A, can we interrupt a little bit in Hoe A? Hoe D, can we interrupt a little bit? Overflow the manhole, can we? What about manhole? Can we interrupt? Sit down. Let me tell you, the problem is just, you know, when you pray like you are borrowing God. Father, I pray. You see, I'm in Cape Town, I'm preaching. Here a woman screams out, man of God, man of, I'm like, what's this again? We had miracles happen. How many were watching Cape Town? How many watched? Even some of you didn't watch. It's okay, some they watched. And we didn't miss you at all. How many watched? In whole A, that's whole A. I also watched you. I watched this. Now, as I was ministering in Cape Town, I'm ministering. There was a man with one eye. You saw that one man? This man had one eye, even on his ID, one eye. This one stopped working. The nails were destroyed. It closed. On his ID, he had one eye. The moment I entered, power hit the eye popped up. The eye that closed on its own, without even touching the man. Just being where the man was, it was enough. And there was one man, one woman, who she screamed, said she wants to walk. You saw that woman, right? I look at the woman. Now, if you don't have God, if you don't know how to interrupt heaven, I said to God, you sent me here. to tell them of your love. If you will not heal this woman, they'll think about my message was not a true message. They'll say what I'm preaching to them is a false doctrine. Show them that you love them, because you sent me here to tell them you love them by healing this woman. Ah, heaven was interrupted. The whole heaven, they said, no, okay. It was not on our program to heal her, but because you have offered this type of prayer, the woman jumped up and began to run. Let me tell you something. I know some of you don't have much faith, but allow me on your behalf to do it for you. You'll be shocked you enter. The same boss will fight you. When you go back tomorrow to office, the same boss will be like, oh, how are you? You'll be like, I'm fine. You'll be shocked. You don't understand how we can interrupt the whole heaven. Heaven can react. Are you ready for heaven to react?
Oh, yes, Major.
So, Oh, Lord.
Come to my cause.
By the end of this preaching, heaven will be interrupted.
I receive.
Sarado saramatitara. Ha soranamoranamante. Shikaramati rosia. Jesuramadana. The Bible says, give him no rest. Give him no rest. In the morning, rataka parado sharania. In the afternoon, karataka paru. In the night, rigo shataka para. Give him no rest. Say, interrupting heaven. I know men in the Bible who made heaven stop functioning. Do you know a man called Joshua? A man who prayed a prayer and the sun could not move. This sun, for how many days? For how many hours? Huh? That's what we think. For 3 hours, the sun was not moving. And if you calculate that those 3 hours, in science, it's 3 days. What do I mean? It is not the sun that stopped moving. It is the orbit that stopped rotating. Oh, you're not understanding. The orbit that rotates around the sun stopped functioning. The system of gravity could not function. One man said, until I win my enemies. God said, okay, I hear you. I will stop the whole system. The whole earth could not move. The 3 hours mentioned there is 3 days because the orbit stopped functioning. The sun was where it was. And if people say 3 hours, it was for 3 hours because it was 3 p.m. at that time. Oh, people don't understand this message. Understand, the sun stopped, but in the actual sense, it was not the sun, it was the orbit, meaning the whole system of the world got paralyzed, interrupted by one man, Joshua, the man who said, God, stop it until I win my enemies. The Bible says there was a stop of the sun until he won the battle. We must stop some certain things. How many are ready? How many are saying, Major One, stop with this thing in my life until I win my battle? Stop with this until I win my war. Are you hearing me, somebody? We're going to interrupt heaven right now. There are two men in the Bible. Their names are called Paul. Hey, and Silas. Paul was a criminal more than you. Paul killed Christians with a knife. He could catch a Christian and he could order stone him. Do you understand that even Stephen in the Bible, who was stoned to death, he was stoned in the presence of Paul. It was Paul who ordered stone him. Paul at his watch, he saw him being killed with the stones because he was a Christian. And it's the same man who got converted and got born again. He's the same man who had a revelation. When he was arrested, when he was in jail, the Bible says, Paul and Silas, they began to sing in prison. The foundation of the cell began to shake. The door on its own opened. The guards in terror bowed down and begged Paul, don't kill us. Say, interrupting heaven. Can we interrupt the heaven a little bit? Who make things stop? Who make the battles in your family stop? We're going to make the poverty that is happening in your family to disappear as if in terror. Who make a disease to come out? Who make the situation change? Are you hearing me, somebody? One day the king, he was so happy. He took James. James was the brother of Jesus. He was a young brother of Jesus. You see, from Joseph and Mary. Took him in front of everybody. Killed him with a sword. And the Bible says when he saw it had pleased the Jews, he arrested Peter also. When the devil sees he has successfully touched your sister, or your mother or your aunt, he wants also now to touch you. The Bible said when he saw it was a good thing for the Jews to kill James, he wanted now to kill Peter. But Peter was the wrong person he they touched. When the church heard that they had touched Peter, the Bible said the church went into prayer to interrupt heaven. Now the one prayer to interrupt. And the Bible says, at that moment, at that time, Peter was in jail to be killed the following day. And Peter was sleeping. Unlucky. If it was you, would be crying the whole night, repenting of sins and coming back to Jesus and receiving Jesus again. Oh Lord, I receive you. I forgive all my... Peter was sleeping. Do you understand? When there was a storm, Jesus was sleeping. Do you understand? Hey, right. So, the Bible says, and suddenly, when the church was praying, they were in one room. They said, it will not happen to Peter. It happened to James. It did not happen to Peter. The devil killed your uncle, killed your mother. Now it is this one who is sick. It will not happen to this one. It will not happen. They have no job. He has no job. You too, it will not happen to me. This thing, it will not happen. Are you hearing me? They said it must be stopped. Don't allow the problem to happen to you as well. Don't allow the problem to happen to your sister as well. They said we will stop it. And they prayed a prayer. And guess what? Suddenly, there was a what? Light in a prison cell. An angel stood right there. The chains of Peter broke in pieces. Oh, are you understanding that? The chains of Peter. Peter was a human being like you. God has not changed. He can do that even now. He can break the powers of darkness. He can get you out of the prison cell. I am in a prison of poverty. You see, I'm talking about different prisons here. The devil is trying to pull some of you. Some of you are in a prison of sickness. You are completely arrested by the enemy. Today, those prisons will be broken. The chains broke in pieces. The gate of iron, the Bible says of bronze, opened as if in terror. Peter walked. He thought he was dreaming. It was happening in a real life. You must get to a level of that faith. Reach into the level of that faith where you can see God and possibilities in that way. If you're hearing me, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to interrupt heaven until something happens. Oh, my children are smoking. Oh, my children, I don't know what to do. Shut up. You must know what to do. The Bible says, for the righteous, the wicked man, they see trouble and they go closer. But a prudent man foresees trouble and run away. Run away, the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run unto it. Do you understand? What are you doing? I don't know what to do. You must know what to do. You are of ECG. We know in ECG what we do. Let me tell you something. You call your the names of your children here. You take the pictures in front and you say, God, come down now. Interrupt angels. Interrupt heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ.